obviously a big loss losing Murph. Is it 5 weeks is looking like the window at the moment?
Yeah, I would have thought somewhere around a month. But we've built what we consider some leadership density, so I'm sure the likes of Walker, Gibbs, Cripps, Kerno, they'll all step up.
So does Gibbs step in as captain then?
No, our vice captain is Simo, so he'll be the captain this week.
How big a hole does he leave in that midfield mix for you?
Well, he leaves a hole, there's no doubt about that. He's a quality midfielder. But we can't rely on one individual, and to this point in the year we don't think we have relied on one individual, because we need to be a team that's about some of the parts.
What can Nick Graham bring to your team, I guess, to fill that hole a bit in the midfield sense?
Yeah, well, in his last game at the Northern Blues, he brought a lot of tackle pressure, and I say this weekly, we want to be defined by our pressure, and he'll just add to that.
Are we going to see 1v2, Wietering versus Shackie at any point?
Yeah, I would have thought at some stage you'll see it, yeah. So if we get that match-up, that'll be exciting for the fans.
You said last week you weren't going to afford the guys much time to enjoy the win. I think you said it was that night and that was it. How has it been this week in managing, the excitement of last week and recognising the achievement, but also not losing sight of Brisbane?
Yeah, it hasn't been too dissimilar to a loss or a win for us. It's, I say it every week, it's about maintaining equilibrium. It's important that the players do enjoy it for a day or a night, but then our focus went to Brisbane very quick, and particularly because it was a six-day break. Yeah.
Brad Scott's not coaching tonight, he's crook, and so Darren Crocker's going to take over. I suppose you're living proof of that the show rolls on when a club finds itself in that circumstance.
Yeah, I've often thought that senior coaches get too much credit when things are going well, and they also get crushed very quickly when things aren't. When you live within the four walls of a footy environment, just like the conversation we had re-Murph, with coaches, again, it's the sum of the parts. It's all the intelligence coming in, and ultimately the senior coach makes that decision. But, there's lots of added value from other coaches. That's important to understand. It's a team approach to coaching, because the game's too complex to be able to do it just on your own.
Yeah, and so for someone who's standing in, how big is the sort of adjustment? You probably only have a day or two notice or whatever to make the step up. Or is it a big adjustment?
Well, there's an adjustment because you're the decision maker on the calls. But it all depends on what your systems are like internally and how you're gaining information, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about how Cruiser and Casbolt have travelled this week? Obviously, huge comeback last week, but maybe hindered a little bit by the fact there was, less rotations and only two on the bench. How did they pull up ahead of tomorrow?
We think they're both mentally really strong. You saw that last week by performances and how quickly they got up. But, we've had a lighter week on the track, but that's not just for those two. It was for the whole crew, because it's a six-day break, and that's very normal for us. Yeah.
Ernie, you worried about Brisbane in the sense that they were competitive against Sydney about 4 or 5 weeks ago, disappointing for a couple of weeks. In recent weeks, they've shown glimpses again. So it's hard to put a line
Yeah, we're wary of Brisbane, no doubt about that, like we are every opposition. And they have pushed some real quality sides. So I think this competition says that if you're 1% or 2% off in terms of your focus and approach, you can get hurt, and we understand that, so we need to be on again.
How exciting would that be for Jacob to really attack a one-on-one matchup with one of his peers as he came through the juniors?
I don't want to overplay that matchup. I think it might happen at some point because we play team defence, so it can't happen all the time. So, maybe there's a little bit of a focus there if he does, but it's not any broader than the way we're going about it.
But then a lot of talk about the draft this week. You're obviously creating a winning culture here to improve your chances of attracting players. Obviously, the merits of winning are much greater than finishing down, but during a rebuilding phase, I guess, under the system that exists, you're arguably costing yourself spots. So what's your opinion on the way the draft's going?
Let me start by saying that creating a culture for sustained success is important. So that's about standards, values and behaviours, and that's number one and always will be at the Carlton Football Club. It's only been a six-day break, so I haven't had a chance to think of all the permutations of going into a lottery, but, the way I look at it, and I'm not sure yet it's broken, but I need more time to think about that.
Been a few people talking about your scoring ability over the last week or so, and was another big score last week. Are you confident that's something that you can maintain, long term?
Well, it's something we're trying to develop. It's no secret we'd like to score more. We're getting multiple opportunities inside 50, so We're pleased with the amount of inside 50s we're getting. We need to convert more. So there's been some slight growth there, but there needs a lot more yet.
It's on Jack Silvani, Brendan. How's he travelling? Is he getting closer to selection
there? Oh, he's on par. First-year player, building his body, understanding his body more, and hopefully now he gets some consistent football in front of him. Yeah.
Thank you.